வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of February, 1972, in Calcutta, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. Arjun is advised by Krishna. He has described before the what is Daivi Sampad and what is Asuri Sampad. Abhayam Sang Satya Sang Shuddhi. These are Daivi Sampad. Abhayam Satya Sang Shuddhi Jnana Juga Bhavastiti Danang Damastra Jagastra Sadhaya Sapu Arjavam Ahinsa Satam Akrodha Tyaga Shanti Apaishanam Daya Bhute Shu Aloluptam Mardabam Hi Achapalam Tejachamadhriti Saucham Adroho Ratimanita Bhavanti Sampadang Daiving Abhijatasabhav. There are two classes of men. There are two classes of men within this world. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said that Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Those are Vishnu Bhaktas, devotee of Lord Vishnu. Three deities, Vishnu, Mahesha and Brahma, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So those who are devotees of Vishnu, they are devata. Not that the asuras, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And Hiranyakashipu was great devotee of Brahma, but both of them have been described as Asura and Rakshasa. They are great devotees. Therefore, the conclusion is there are two classes of men, Asura and Deva. The Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are Deva, Devata, or demigods, and asurasya viparita. At all, what is the difference between devata and asura? That is explained by Krishna, that daivi sampad vimoksha. If you develop your divine qualities, as that described, ahimsa, Satya-saṅśuddhi means existential purification. How are we as spirit soul? We are pure, original. Because Krishna is pure. Arjuna accepts Krishna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma parang dhama pavitraṁ paramam bhava. You are param pavitra. And God is param pavitra is admitted in the Isopanishad. Apāpa vidyam asnaviram. Asnaviram means in the body of God there are no veins. And therefore apāpa vidyam. Veins, as soon as we have got these veins, that is material body. The body is maintained under certain material condition. You eat, and the eating substance transformed into secretion, then through the veins it comes to the heart, and heart it becomes red, corpuscle, there is blood, the blood is diffused. So therefore there are so many channels, veins. And these things are pushed on with air. And if there is a shortage of air circulation, the man becomes paralyzed. This is scientific. So these things are required for the material body, not for the spiritual body. In spiritual body, asnaviram, there is no vein. Therefore, one who misunderstands Krishna as having his material body, he has been described in the Bhagavad Gita as murha. Apajananti mang murha manusintanumasi. He has no veins. There is no difference between body and soul. We have got difference with our body and soul. Therefore, this existence with this material body is not shuddha, is not pure. Therefore, satta saṃśuddhi, abhayaṃ satta saṃśuddhi, Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakur has described this abhang means fearlessness. Because unless I become fearless, I cannot give up my present position. Just like according to our Vedic system, not our, everyone, Vedic system is for everyone. It is not that for a particular class of men, Vedic system. That's wrong. When Krishna says, Chaturbarnam Maya system, this Vedic system, it is for all. Not for a particular country, a particular society. So, the Vedic system is that one should accept the order, sannyas order, at the last stage of his life. Suppose one lives for 100 years, he should become brahmachari, student, for 25 years, then a married man for another 25 years, and after 50 years, panchasuddham banam braja, he should accept the banabhasi. Banabhasi means banaprastha, from bana, bana, one who has gone to the forest, banaprastha. So, then, when he is prepared, he should take sannyas. The whole institution is made for satta, satta saṃśuddhi. So, one has to purify his existential life. Otherwise, if he does not purify his existence, then he has to transmigrate from one body to another, and that is material existence. That is material existence. Jalayana ulakhani sthavara lokhavinsati. One has to transmigrate from lower species of life, aquatic life, to trees, from trees to insects, insect to birds, birds to bees, and from beasts, that is evolution. That evolution is not Darwin's evolution. That evolution, it is called Janmantarbhag. The soul is going from one body to another. Not that the body is transforming. The Darwin theory is that the body is transformed. No, body cannot transform. Body can take the itself according to the desire of the soul, or according to the effects, resultant action of one's karma. The different types of bodies are all there. Just like in Calcutta, there are different types of apartments. So you can take an apartment or purchase an apartment according to the price you pay. That is evolution. If you can pay more, then you can get a nice body, nice apartment. This body is apartment. Uddham gacchanti sattva. If you are regulated in the modes of goodness, sattva-sattva, sattva-gun, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system, higher system of life. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is also said that śucināṁ śrīmatāṅgīhi yoga bhrasta sanjāya. One who is not mature in his performance of yoga, he is given chance, another chance in a very nice family, śucināṁ, very pure Brahmin family, and śrīmatāṁ, very rich, royal, or very rich, mercantile family. These are chances. Nature, under the order of Krishna, is giving chance to us, giving chances to come out of the entanglement of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosana darsanam. One should be intelligent to see the troubles of these four incidences of life. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. That is the whole Vedic system. How to get out of this clutches? But they are given chance that you do this, you do that, you do that, so regulated life, so that ultimately he can come out. Therefore, Bhagavan says, daivi sampad vimokhaya. If you develop daivi sampad, these qualities, as described, ahimsa, satya, sanshuddhi, ahimsa, so many things, then you get out, vimokha. Unfortunately, in the modern civilization, they do not know what is vimokha. They are so blind. They do not know that there is some position which is called vimoksha. They do not know. They do not know what is next life. There is no educational system. I am traveling all over the world. There is not a single institution which is meant for giving education about the transmigration of the soul, how one can get better life. They don't believe. They have no knowledge. That is Asuri Shampa. That will be described here. Pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca janāna vidurāsura. Pravittiṃ means attraction or attachment. In what sort of activities we should be attached and what sort of activities shall be detached, that the asuras, they do not. Pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca. Pravittiṃ ca nivittiṃ ca janāna vidurāsura. Na saucanga napi chachara, na satanga tesu vidyate. These are the asuras. They do not know how their life should be directed, in which direction. That is called pravritti. And what sort of life they should be detached or give up. Nivitti. Pravritti su jivatmana. There is a bhutana. Pravritti su nirvittasu mahaphala. The whole śāstra, whole Vedic direction is for pravritti nirvitti. That gradually training, just like loki bhavayāmiśa madhya śīvā nityāsya jantu. A living entity has got natural inclination for bhavāya, sex life, and madhya seva, intoxication, āmiṣa seva, and meat eating. A natural instinct there is. But asuras, they do not try to stop it. They want to increase it. That is asura life. I have got some disease. If I want to cure it, then doctor gives me some prescription that you don't take. There is a diabetic patient. He is forbidden. They don't take sugar, don't take starch. Nivitti. Similarly, the śāstra gives us direction that you should be accepting these things, and you should be not accepting these things. Shastra. Just like in our society, we have picked up the most essential nivitti and pravitti. The pravitti, we are instructing our students, no illicit sex life, no meat eating, no amisha seva. Amisha seva, nityasu jantu, but the shastra says that if you can give up nivittis to mahapalam, then your life is successful. But we are not prepared. If we are not prepared to accept the pravittis and not to accept the nivittis, then one must know that he is asura. Krishna says here, pravittin cha nivittin cha janana vidura asura. They do not know what is there. They say, even the big samis will say, oh, what is there? Wrong. You can eat anything. It doesn't matter. You can't do anything. You simply give me fees and I give you some special mantra. These things are going on. So because we want such cheaters. If I say, just like in our society, if we are given the freedom, no, whatever you like, you can do. Millions of students would have come. But that is not possible. We don't make any compromise like that, that you can do whatever you like, you can eat whatever you like. No, we don't restrict to the ordinary man. But if one comes forward to become our student, serious student, then he must follow this. Pravritti nivritti. Otherwise he remains asura. And we have to make a asura a deva. That is our process. Krishna consciousness means that it is not that if a man is born in an asura family, he cannot be deva. No, he can be deva. Krishna says, Manghi partha vipasitta jipishu papajana. Papajani means asurajani. Or lower than asurajani. Oh, Sriya Asudra Tathavishya Sripi Janti Parangati. Everyone has got a chance. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to everyone to become devata. It is so nice movement. Because without becoming devata, he will be entangled. He will be entangled. He has to continue this four process of birth, death, disease and old age. That he has. Therefore Krishna says, the daivi sampad vimokha. If you want to get rid of this troublesome material existence, threefold miserable condition of material existence, then you have to develop daivi sampa. That can be developed. It is not that stereotype, one he is condemned, he cannot be raised. No, anyone can be raised. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Jagannatha. They fell down. They were born in Brahmin family, nice family, but due to bad association, they became drunkard, they became woman hunters, meat eaters, gambling, so many, all these good qualities. At the present moment, in the human society, without these, they are not civilized. They must have a club. What is this club? I have seen in Germany. Just like we have got, after a few steps, a panbiri shop. Similarly, in Hamburg I've seen, a few steps after, there is a small club. What is the business of the club? The business of club, that a young woman should be there, and there should be wine and cards for playing gambling. And whenever they get a holiday, you won't find him at home. He has immediately gone to the club. You see? So, these things, not only in Germany, about, say, 30 years ago, one of my godbrothers went to England, and Lord Jetland, he said that, whether Swamiji, you can make us Brahmin. So he proposed these four things. Yes, we can make you Brahmin. provided you give up this bad habit. What is that? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. He said it is impossible. This is our life. You see? So it is very difficult. It is very, therefore, the pravritti nivritti, the Vedic rules have been formulated in such a way that if a man has got pravritti for meat eating or drinking or for sex life or gambling, so you will know that gambling is allowed on the Kali Puja day, you know. Especially northern Indian people, merchant kind people, they take it, advantage, gambling. And sex life is allowed, married life. That is gradually nivitti, married life. Otherwise they will become upstarts, the society will be lost. And meat eating allowed also, all right, just offer a goat before Kali and take that. Not purchase from the market or slaughterhouse, no. So these things are there just to gradually make him refrain from all these habits. Nivit. This is Veda. Not that, there is in the Vedas, Kali Puja, we are devotees of Kali. Why? For meat eating, that's all. They become devotees of Kali only for meat eating, that's all. There is no other devotion. So actually. So nivitti, but that is nivitti marga. Nivitti marga. And in the Vaishnava philosophy, that immediately give up these things. Otherwise, it will be not possible. Because in the next line it is said, Devi Sampad Vimakshaya Nibandhanaya Asurimata Masucha Sampadam Devi Abhijatasi Pandava. My dear Pandava, Arjuna, don't be afraid, because as soon as Krishna said that Devi Sampad Vimakshaya Nibandhanaya Asurimata, so Nibandhanaya Asurimata, I am fighting now, this is the business of Asurik, I am now violent. So he became afraid. Then I am also in Asuri Samad. The Krishna immediately says, no, don't be afraid. Ma sucha sampadam duivi. My dear Arjuna, you don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Why? Because you have no Asuri. When I am fighting, you are fighting for me. Therefore you are not Asuri. Those who are fighting for their sense gratification, they are asuras. But if need be fighting for cause, right cause, of course everyone thinks right cause, therefore it should be confirmed. Just like Arjuna fought. When he understood that this fighting is right cause, it is sanctioned by Krishna. That is a principle of Devi life, divine life. Divine life means, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, that Atapungvi Dijasresh, in Naimishara, all the big Brahmins were addressed by Śrīla Gosvāmī, and he said that, my dear, all the great Brahmins, you are present here, Atapungvi Dijasreshta Varnasama Vibhāva. There are different duties of the Varna Nasam. A Brahmin has got his duty, a Kshatriya has got his duty. Now, Kshatriya's duty is fighting. So, how this fighting can be utilized as perfection of life? Nobody will say, fighting, how it is perfection? Killing others? No, there is perfection. What is that? Atakpangvi dijasresa varnasama vibhagasa śānu-sthitasya dharmasya. You are Kshatriya, your dharma is fighting. You try to please the Supreme Lord by your fighting. That is perfection. You are Brahmin, so you try to please the Supreme Lord by your Brahminical knowledge. What is that Brahminical knowledge? Brahma-jñāna-dīti-brahma. So one who knows Brahma, he is Brahmin. Then the next stage is for Brahmin to become Vaishnava. To become Vaishnava. Because Brahmana hi pratishtaham, simply one, if one stops simply by Brahma knowledge and does not make further progress, that is not perfection. Perfection is, Krishna says, that I am the origin of Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, from the Brahma Jyoti, one should make progress up to Krishna. Just like sunshine, everyone is sunshine. That's all right. But if you have got power, then you reach the sun planet. You see the sun god. Because the original source of the sunshine is the sun god. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti, the origin of Brahma Jyoti is Krishna. Brahmanaham pratishtha. Brahma Jyoti is emanating from the body of Krishna. It is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. So in this way we make progress. So here Arjuna, although he was fighter, Arjuna did not change his position. He did not become a Brahmin. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, it is not that he gave up his profession as a Kshatriya and went to Himalaya to become a Brahmin, meditation. No. He became perfect by his own profession. How? Because he satisfied Krishna. So, you can be situated in any position, that does not matter. But try to satisfy Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. How to satisfy Krishna? It is not very difficult. Krishna, now, you can say that Arjuna was a fighter and there was great need of the Kurukshetra fighting, so he satisfied Krishna, but I am a poor man, I am not Kshatriya, not here. That doesn't matter. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji maga namaskuru. Now, you come here, here is Krishna, you always think of Krishna, manmana, you become devotee of Krishna, whatever you can offer to Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta mad jaji, you worship Krishna. If you don't come here, you can do it at your home. Manmana bhavamad bhakta mad jaji manga namaskuru. Somewhere by that, you become Krishna conscious. There is no difficulty. No, I have no money, I cannot worship Krishna in this way, says God justly. No. Then Krishna does not say. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam. If you are poor man, all right, you give me little fruit, little flower, little water, I will eat it. Then what do you want more? Or if you cannot do anything, chant Hare Krishna. So Krishna consciousness movement is so easy. Everyone can take it and make his life successful. Devi sammak devakhaya nibandhanaya asuri mata. Māsuca sampadam. Yeah, just to tell the devotees that in their engaged, that the Hanuman became engaged in fighting with Ravan, but he became the greatest devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Arjuna also became engaged in fighting with the Kauravas, and he is a great bhaktosi, priyosi. Krishna gives certificate to him. You are my dear friend, priyosi, bhaktos. Similarly, we can do everything for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar agai guru haiya taro ek desh, jare kaho tare kaho Krishna ko desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna ko. Everyone, we can do that. There is no difficulty. Pranai ratthai dhiyavacha. And somebody can dedicate his life, somebody can dedicate his money, somebody can dedicate his intelligence, somebody can dedicate his words. So it is not at all difficult. In this way, simply by accepting the process of Krishna consciousness, one develops the daivi sampa, divine quality. Jasyasi bhakti bhagavat akinchana. Sarvahi gunai tatra samasati. As soon as one becomes devotee with all the divinely godly qualities, one becomes developed. Jasyasi bhakti bhagavat akinchana. Sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manona tena asato dhavatvai. Because people are not devotees of God. Therefore, despite all education, all advancement of scientific knowledge, still they are dealing like cats and dogs. They are not peaceful. Peace cannot be attained without Krishna consciousness. Aham sarva jagyanam bhukta cha prabhurev cha. Simply by practicing Krishna consciousness, there can be peace, there can be prosperity, there can be happiness. Otherwise, we shall be entangled. It is clearly mentioned here by Krishna. Daiva sampad vimokshaya. And daiva sampad means the example is Arjuna. He immediately takes up Arjuna. Mahasuta. You are already developed in daivi sampad. Mahasucha, you haven't got to worry. Mahasucha sampadang daivi, abhijatasi. Abhijatasi, from the birth, you are born devotee. Therefore, daivi sampad. You are born devotee. The whole Pandava family, they are devotees. Therefore, simply if you become devotee of Lord Krishna, then you acquire all the daivi sampad. And then your life is successful. You become, in another place as Krishna says, in the fourth chapter, there, janma karma me dibbam. Without daivi sampad, nobody can understand Krishna. Without daivi sampad, both ways. If you try to understand Krishna, then automatically the daivi sampad will be developed. Or, by developing daivi sampad, you can understand Krishna. So that is very difficult. Better you touch the electric and you become electrified. Simply by manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogina jesu. That Krishna advice. Simply abhya vicharini, pure devotional service. If you engage yourself in pure devotional service to Krishna, then, sagunan samatitta itan brahma guyakul. Immediately become elevated to the position of Brahma. These things are described very nicely, explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Our only propaganda is that you try to avoid these four principles of sinful life. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. And chant Hare Krishna. And read Bhagavad Gita, your life is successful. Thank you very much.
Bhagavad Gita teaches us that one should treat a piece of gold and a piece of stone alike. Is it practically possible?
Where is it? In
the Bhagavad Gita.
Where? The sky is stone.
But I can't.
That's all.
This is not question. If you have no clear idea, where it is stated? A piece of gold and piece of stone, the same thing. There is a verse, samalosto kanchana. So, that is very advanced stage when one knows that everything is made of matter. But that is when one has attained a very perfectional stage, not for the ordinary man. Ordinary man, you cannot say that I treat a piece of stone and a piece of gold the same way. Then why don't you take a piece of stone? Can you say, suppose if you have gone to a purchasing to a goldsmith's shop, so I say, sir, you take this ornament made of stone and you pay me the price of gold. Will you agree? And then there is no such, it must be practical. the practical life, that is very higher stage. Those who do not care either for just like Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was Vrindavan. He was chanting Hare Krishna always. Then one Brahmin was very poor. Perhaps you know this story. He worshipped Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva was pleased, then he wanted to take him, give him some benediction. So, what you want? So he said, give me the best thing, so I shall be the greatest of all. Then he said, oh, I am God, such thing, but if you want, you go to Sanatana Goswami. Where is Sanatana Goswami? Is Vrindavan. So when he went there, so he had a touchstone. The touchstone was kept with the garbage. And he asked him, all right, you take that, you are a poor man, you take this stone, and if you touch this stone with iron, it will turn into gold. You take this. Find out in that garbage. So he took it and went out. So on the street he began to think that Lord Shiva advised me that he has the best thing. You go there. But he has given me this stone, it is very nice. But why did he keep it with the garbage? He has not delivered me the best thing. Then he returned. So when he returned back, then Sanatana, he says, sir, this is very nice, but I don't think this is the best thing, because Lord Shiva said me that you have the best thing. If it is the best thing, why did you keep it with the garbage? So Sanatana Goswami smiled and said, yes, it is not the best thing, but for you it was the best thing. You want more than this, more valuable? Yes, sir, for that purpose. Then take this stone and throw in the Jamuna. So he threw it and sit down, chant Hare Krishna. You see? Those who are actually attached, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam, for them it is equally valuable. Not for ordinary man. So we cannot jump to the highest position. That is not possible. Therefore, we have to go avayam sattasam suddhi. This process is recommended. Krishna says, and Krishna says also this. So, actually, Krishna says ultimately, sarva guhyatama, the most confidence and knowledge I am giving you. Sarva dharmaan parityajyamamekam sarva. This is the most confidence. So long we are not able to come to the platform of thinking the gold and the stone on the equal value, we have to follow these rules and regulations. But that is the highest consideration, just like Sanatana Goswami. He didn't care for this touchstone, not for the ordinary man. You know, ordinary man cannot make that all of a sudden, therefore it is not for him. So what was the purpose of taking that? Gita says, samalasta kanchana. Why did you raise this question? What is the purpose? We cannot do this, ordinary man. But why did you raise this question? What is the purpose? What is the difference? Therefore, household lakshi is allowed up to 58 years in order to learn panchasadhang panang prajat. That is Vedic system. Not to remain householder until you are fired, you see, or you are taken by death, just like our big leaders. They won't give up their householder's life unless he is fired to death or death takes him out. That is not very good proposition. My Guru Maharaj used to say that this householder life means it's a concession for sense gratification. But our position is that we should not continue sense gratification for all the life. The sense gratification process is going on by the hogs and dogs throughout the whole life. But we should not be like hogs and dogs. We should cease at a certain time. Panchasuddham balamabali. So far, nama. That should be our motive. Not that continue. That is Vedic way of life. Pravitti, nivitti. So long pravitti, attraction for household life. And next, nivitti. Now I should be detracted. But the asuras, as it says, pravitti ncha nivitti ncha navidu asurabhujana. And if you continue simply pravitti marga, then you remain asura. You don't become deva. The whole process, Vedic system is, even if we are asuras, gradually, by practice, by good association, by following the principles of Shastra, we can become deva. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement, actually we are doing that. These boys, they are, according to our Shastra, they are born in asura family. I say, but they are coming deva, and they have become devas. So that is not impossible. It doesn't matter. Janmana jayate sudra sanskara bhavirdija. Anyone can be born or low-born, sudra-born, or lower than sudra-born. But by this process, Krishna consciousness, kīrāta hūnānda puninda pukkasā bhīra-sambhā javanākhasādaya janne chupāpa. More than, still lower-born. Suddhanti prabhavishnavi nava. That is the wonderful the power of the Supreme Lord. So we are trying to bring everyone, Hindus, Muslims, or Mrechas, Javanas, Kirata, Huna, Andhras, anyone, come to Krishna consciousness. There is no limitation. We don't say, oh, because you are born in this family, you cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Everyone can. Just like in Africa, they are also taking. They are becoming Vaishnava. So this is our main business. This is the business of every Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthakari karopur. Janma sarthakari. First of all, we have to make our life perfect by following these principles. Not that we shall remain all along griyas. No. That is not Vedic injunction. At a certain age, you must give up your griyastha life. Whatever is done, that's all. Finish. That is Vedic civilization. Brahmachari, vanaprastha, griyastha, vanaprastha, then sannyas. Four orders of spiritual life and four orders of material life. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is called Varnasam Dharma. So India, it is specially practiced. India, this Bharat Bhumi. Therefore, Bharat Bhumi is called Punna Bhumi. But we are giving up all this. We are becoming allured by something else. That is our misfortune.